Hey guys, before we get stuck into today's episode, I want to thank the sponsor of the Fitness and Lifestyle podcast, and that is Unify Health Supplements. Unify have the most premium, high-quality, science-backed products on the market in Australia today, and you guys can use the code TFLP to save 10% off your next order at unifyactive.com. Unify has a range of products including whey protein isolate, plant-based protein, a pre-workout, creatine monohydrate, and their best-selling product, the hydration formula. So again, use that code TFLP to save 10% at unifyactive.com.
Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Kennedy, and I'm here to help you become the very best version of yourself.
What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 500 of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. How fucking cool is that to say? 500 episodes in, it's actually pretty wild to be able to even say that. When I first released the first episode of the podcast back in 2016, so I'm a veteran of this shit, man. I've been putting out these episodes for a long time now, but when I put out that first episode in 2016, I had no idea that it would turn into what it has. And, you know, I've spoken a lot about it on the show, to be honest, about the catalyst for even starting the show. I remember I'd started listening to some podcasts myself, and they weren't popular back then. Like, barely anyone even knew what a podcast was, right? And so I'd been listening to a few, and I'd also just read the 10X Rule book by Grant Cardone, and I think I'd started listening to Gary Vee back then. And I basically heard on one of their episodes that someone said, don't wait until tomorrow to do something that can be done today. And I'd been thinking about starting a podcast. I'd been uploading on YouTube, obviously putting content out on social media daily for 3 or 4 years by that point, and wasn't gaining a great deal of traction, but I was continuing to invest into myself and to my knowledge and trying to master my craft as a coach. And I thought, you know what, let's just start a podcast. And so I heard that quote. Then I went onto Google, typed in how to start a podcast and upload to Apple or to iTunes, wherever it was. And there was a blog post, and it literally had step-by-step how to do it. So by the end of that day, I had driven to JB Hi-Fi. I'd bought a $100 USB mic. I figured out what the hell GarageBand was on my Mac. And I came up with the name of the show. I went onto Fiverr, got the thumbnail or the cover art, whatever you want to call it. Maybe the thumbnail, whatever it's called. The actual picture of the show. I don't even know what it's called. But anyway, got that made on Fiverr. Came up with the name. I recorded, 2 to 3 episodes, because I remember the blog post said you want to launch with a couple of episodes. Now, I was horrible, like absolutely fucking horrendous. And I remember I would basically write the whole script for the episode in my notes on my phone, and then I would try and read it out as if I was just coming up with it on the spot. Now, when you're not a great reader and you're also not great at talking on the microphone, that's a pretty shit combo, and you could definitely tell I was just reading off something. But I used to think that it had to be perfect, and this is like one of the lessons I've learned over the years, right, is that, you know, nothing needs to be perfect, and the time is never going to be right, and then we'll touch on that in a sec. But I uploaded an episode, I submitted my podcast to iTunes or Apple, whatever you want to call it, and by that night, that was the very start of the Fitness and Lifestyle podcast. And I made a promise to myself that I would put out at least one episode every single week moving forward. I had no idea how long I was going to do it for, and you know, it wasn't a short-term thing. And this is something that I hope you guys can take away from, you know, my journey so far, is that consistency compounds. And I spoke about that in the last episode, but I was set from day one on just continuing to put out valuable content. And I was also, by then, I was also obsessed with Russ, the rapper. If you haven't listened to Russ before, go check him out. I am manifesting, and I've made a promise to myself that one day I'll get Russ on the podcast. So I can't wait for you guys to be able to listen to that episode. It is going to happen. It's already written. It is definitely happening at some point, and I can't wait to share it with you. But I started listening to Russ, and you know, if you haven't heard his story, he was very consistent with putting out like a song a week on SoundCloud for at least a year, right? And he wasn't getting much traction, but he was gradually mastering his craft. He was gradually building his catalog of music, right? Knowing that eventually when he reached that tipping point, and I think I said in last week's episode about the dam wall, once that dam wall got, the water got to the top of the dam wall and overflowed or broke through the wall, he was going to have so much music there, and it was compounding over time, okay? And so that was my philosophy. I started putting out an episode a week. Mind you, at this stage, as I said, podcasting was relatively new. Most people didn't even know what it was. So I was very fortunate to land some really, really good guests and build some great relationships early on. But still, no one really knew what the fuck I was doing, like what the podcast really was. And I was very average. Like, I was so shit. I cannot listen to any of those old episodes just based off how bad they are. And I still remember one day, it took me 3 hours to record an 8-minute episode. And I'm surprised the neighbors didn't call the police, because I was absolutely fuming in my apartment every time I stuffed up the episode. I would start again. I was trying to make everything perfect, which is ridiculous. Anyway, at least one episode a week since I started, and here we are. We're at episode 500, and you know, the biggest lesson with that is that there will never be a perfect time to start. There's always an excuse. There's always a reason as to why now is not the right time or why you should wait. But there's an analogy I think about when it comes to, you know, people putting things off because they've got a fear of failure, or you know, a worry about what other people are going to say about them and all this type of stuff, right? If I know what I want and I'm going to put it off, now this might go for your fitness goals, might be starting a new business, might be asking someone out on a date, it could be absolutely anything, starting a podcast. If I put it off, even though I know I want to do it, to me, that is similar to, okay, you go into your favorite holiday destination that you've always wanted to go to. You get there, you're there for 1 week, right? Now, you stay in your room and you don't leave your room for the first 6 days. But on the 7th day, you decide to leave your room and you go and do all the shit that you wanted to do. So you've had a whole week to do it and you wait all the way to the end, and that's when you do it. It's just wasted time and it's absolutely ridiculous. Yet people do that with their goals, the stuff that they know they want to do. And nothing will ever be perfect when you first start. And that really proved to me early on that whether it was a business, whether it was content, whether it was anything, I just needed to jump in and get started and learn along the way, all right, and document a lot of what I was doing. So I've spoken about it before, but all of my content is just a documentation of what I have experienced or what I've been through myself. The highs, the lows, the wins, the losses, the lessons, the challenges, my experiences. And I share that with you guys and through my Instagram, you know, social media, email list, my clients, all the rest of it. And you guys can do what you want with it, right? And I'm not telling you what to do. I've never told anyone what to do. I've just shared what's worked for me. I've shared my experiences and it's brought us here. I mean, the show, and just to reiterate the consistency at the start and not caring how quickly the success came, I think that's a big lesson for everyone, is you need to broaden your horizon of how long you are allowing for success to be seen, all right? People start shit, they start an Instagram account and they want to build a following, and after fucking 2 months of posting every day, they're shitty because they've only got 200 followers, all right? They start a business and after 12 months, they're shitty because they haven't built a huge business yet. All right, people start to try and lose body fat, and after 4 weeks, they're disappointed because they can't see their abs yet, but they've been eating like shit for the past 9 months. And so if you can broaden your horizon of how long you are allowing to see success, you will make less, desperate decisions. You'll make less poor decisions along the way. You will also not be judging the success or the growth off a daily basis as well. And you won't be looking at yourself as, you won't be looking at things as a win or a loss all the time. If I say to myself, okay, I'm starting this podcast, I'm going to give myself 5 years for it to do well. Do you think at the end of the first year, if I've got fuck all downloads, I'm going to sit here and go, oh, fuck this, I'm going to quit? No, I'm going to just gradually build and build and build and refine and get feedback and learn lessons and improve where I can. And over time, that is going to compound. And that's exactly what's happened with the Fitness and Lifestyle podcast. So the first 12 months, I think I got to a point where I was getting maybe 500 downloads a month, which was awesome at the time, until it got stuck at 500 for about 18 to 24 months. And so I wasn't really seeing any growth for at least a year, right? So imagine that. You're showing up. You're doing the same, you know, you're building every single week, you feel like you're improving and you're looking at the results and they're not improving. How many of you, if you're completely honest with yourself, how many of you would continue to show up How many of you would continue to show up each week and put in the effort when you don't have that instant gratification? And I think the answer for a lot of people is not many of you would. All right, but hopefully after listening to this show and listening to this podcast, if you've been listening to it for a while, you are one of the people who does continue to show up, knowing that in time, if you don't fucking give up, because you can't fail at anything if you don't stop trying. I know it sounds super cliche, but as soon as you fucking pack it in, crack the shits and, you know, feel entitlement around the fact that you should have seen growth or success by now and everyone else does and, you know, I'm putting in all this effort, not getting rewards, so I'm just going to give up. As soon as you give up, then you have failed. Until then, every single time things don't work out your way, when you have a setback or what's perceived as a failure, it's just an attempt. And then you learn from it and you keep compounding those attempts over time until eventually you see that success. And so that was what happened with me. I continued to improve my podcasting skill. And I remember there was one day I was in Las Vegas. And up until then, like I said, I'd been very rigid and fucking very proper with these episodes, thinking that it needed to be perfect. And I'd had a few cocktails, admittedly. I was in my room and I realized I hadn't done an episode that week. So I was like, shit, I'm going to have to record an episode. I was half pissed, recorded an episode. And halfway through the episode, the doorbell went and I'd actually ordered another cocktail. And so I just left it in the episode, walked to the door, grabbed the cocktail, finished the episode off. And a mate of mine sent me a message saying, hey, that episode was the best one so far. And it was literally, I can't remember what I was talking about, to be honest, but I don't even know what it was. But he said, that was the best episode so far because you actually showed your personality and you were more relaxed and you're more like yourself and that's exactly how it should be. And I thought, you know what, you're right. So up until then, I'd basically had all these questions listed out every time I had a guest. I was, you know, again, very proper. I thought everything needed to be perfect and it just wasn't me. It wasn't my personality. I wasn't listening to the guest answers because I was so worried about what question was next. And so after that, I decided, you know what, I'm going to allow my personality to show a bit more on the show. I'm going to be a lot more relaxed about it, keep it, you know, nice and conversational. And since then, it started to really build and grow. And as you guys would be able to attest to, like if you listen to the show for a while, it is very relaxed. And, you know, I rock up now to a guest episode. And don't get me wrong, I do so much research and I do so much work behind the scenes around, you know, really knowing the guest that's coming on the show, really understanding, you know, what they do, bits and pieces that other people probably wouldn't know, and really try and show them that I've put in the effort to show them that I care, basically, right? And to ask them questions that they don't always get asked, and to really allow them to go a little deeper than the surface level shit, right? But I show up to all the episodes now with absolutely no questions, even if it's like one of the biggest guests I've ever had. I don't have any questions lined up whatsoever because I want to keep it like a conversation. I want it to be like rocking up at a cafe, meeting this person for the first time, grabbing a latte and just having a conversation. And that's when all the good stuff comes out. And that's when it's a lot more free flowing and the guest feels comfortable and I get to know them really well also. And so anyway, after all that, we've continued to build on the skill. I was absolutely fucking horrible at talking in front of a camera before I ever did it. I was horrible at, you know, speaking into a microphone. I've been horrible at writing as well. And, you know, through doing countless emails to my email list, from doing countless videos and talking in front of a camera and countless times of speaking on a microphone, that skill has gradually improved. And there's still a long way to go. And I'm so committed to improving my communication skills and continuing to build on my knowledge as a coach in the fitness industry in terms of my training and nutrition knowledge and supplementation and you know, my mindset and personal development work, everything. I'm so committed to that, to continue to build on it over time. And with that, the byproduct of the consistency and the growth mindset over time, the show now has close to 7 million downloads, which is fucking crazy. So that was a very long intro, but I just wanted to, you know, before we keep going, and this will be a relatively short episode, I just wanted to kind of have a chat to you guys. But yeah, I wanted to say a massive thank you to every single person who's ever listened to even just one episode. I am extremely grateful for you guys. Without you guys, then, you know, obviously a lot of the opportunities that I've been able to have and some of the guests I've been able to have on the show doesn't happen if you're not listening. So I hope that I've been able to add some value to you, and I appreciate every single message I get and email and everything about the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast, and hope I've been able to add some value to your lives. And, you know, moving forward, I absolutely love hearing from you, and you know, want to continue to incorporate you guys on the show too. So if there's ever any questions, we're going to come up with some new segments and stuff, but any questions you guys have or topics you want to hear about, please send them in, whether it's a written message, whether it's a voice message, even a video message, and we're going to start incorporating those in the show and give you guys some shout outs and whatnot. And also any reviews on the podcast, because they help massively in terms of growing the show. So if you leave a review on Spotify, if you leave a review on Apple or wherever, we're going to start having a look at those reviews every single week and reading some of them out on the episodes and giving you guys a shout out and saying thank you for the support. But I want to get you guys involved more moving forward, because again, you're the reason why we're still here and why the show is doing super well. And the best really is yet to come. I know that's cliche as fuck, but the best is yet to come. I literally just feel like we're just fucking getting started. Episode 500. Fuck, the next 500 are going to be incredible. And yeah, I just wanted to again, just say thank you for everyone who tunes in. And, you know, if you're not subscribed to the show already, I mean, come on, I reckon 500 episodes is enough to finally get you across the line to just hit that subscribe button for me, please. And just leave a 5-star rating if you love the show. Leave a review. Tell your friends about it. Tell your grandma. Tell fucking your work colleagues. Tell whoever, your dog. I don't really mind. But yeah, I appreciate you guys so much. And yeah, I mean, what next? I mean, the growth, I think one of the things I wanted to touch on as well, and actually, there's a few questions that I had that I wanted to touch on in this episode, just because, again, this is a bit of a random one and I didn't want to keep it, I didn't want to make it too serious. But a question that I get a lot, because I know some of you listening probably have your own podcast or are thinking of starting one, and I get asked all the time, like, what I've done to build the show. So I think I've covered the first bit already. It's consistency. And also, actually, sorry, I'm backtracking and going all over the place like usual, but I recorded the first, oh man, at least 250, if not more, maybe even 300 episodes with my Mac computer and GarageBand and a USB mic, and that is it. Okay, so I'm very, very fortunate now to be able to be in a position where financially I can afford to, you know, get much better production and have a producer, get all the content done and have a really great experience with the guests. And that's amazing. I love that. I'm proud of it. I'm very happy about it, and it's fantastic. And I think it's required for me to continue to build higher than where I am right now. But in saying that, the show got to 1 million downloads. Okay, so I got even to 2 million downloads with my Mac, GarageBand, and a USB mic, and that is it. And that's what I've loved about podcasting, is that you can do it anywhere. I've recorded episodes in my car, heaps of them in the car. I've recorded them in like a lobby at a seminar I was at one time, a training seminar I was at. I've recorded them in gyms. I've recorded them under a fucking blanket on my bed because the sound quality was better when my mic was shit. I've recorded them in a fucking cupboard even. I know it's quite weird, but the sound is really good. So it doesn't matter what quality shit you have. Again, this comes back to just start. Just start with whatever you've got at the moment and gradually build on it over time, because if you start right now, right, if you've got the idea of starting a podcast or business, whatever it is today, and you start now, and in 3 months' time, imagine how much you've learned, how many lessons you've learned, how much growth you're going to have, how much knowledge you're going to build in that 3 months, in comparison to waiting 3 months and then starting. And even if you've decided you know more now and you know you're more prepared and all this shit, when you start, I guarantee there's going to be things that fuck up and things that you're not good at. And so instead of starting in 3 months and making all the mistakes, then you can make all the mistakes over the next 3 months. And then in 3 months' time, you're in a far greater position than what you would be if you waited. And so, yeah, I'm kind of annoyed, actually. I didn't do any video for a long time. And I've had, as I said, some unbelievable guests over the years. And actually, I would fucking love for you guys to please let me know what your favorite episode has been or who your favorite guest has been so far. I want you, if you can, go to the episode, screenshot it, share it on your Instagram story, tag me. I'm going to share everyone's stories who post anything about this. And I would love to hear who you've enjoyed hearing from the most. And I think for me, like in terms of that question, it's been all of them, to be perfectly honest. And it doesn't matter how big of a guest the person is in terms of their profile or anything. You know, I've met so many cool people. You know, again, I always think back to, you know, some of the early guests as well, and people who maybe were fucking relatively unknown as well, who now are absolutely thriving, and they have their own businesses and their own podcasts. And I just remember back to being able to do conversations with them when they were early on. And it's just so cool to think about and to look at the growth that everyone's had. And hopefully, you know, you guys have continued to grow collectively as well as I've grown. Because as I said, man, if I think back to, you know, when I first started the podcast, the actual person I was then in comparison to now, it's night and day. Like, I have continued to evolve and grow like fucking out of sight in terms of so many different aspects of life, in terms of my limiting beliefs, understanding things like the law of attraction, the law of vibration, and applying a lot of that stuff. My confidence levels, my as I said, my communication skills, my you know, my ability to just, my knowledge around fucking everything. My, you know, I've continued to just obsess and thrive on learning more about how to become the best coach in terms of understanding the human body, in terms of understanding training mechanisms and foundational things within training and nutrition, everything. And that's the goal, right? The goal is to continue to build, grow, evolve, and not stay stagnant. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that. But we're just fucking getting started. But a question I wanted to answer for you guys is, I get asked all the time, how do I get guests on the show? Okay, so I've never had anyone do that for me. I do it all myself, and I think I'll continue to do that because I love that personal touch. But right from day one, my process is to find their contact details for the guest. Now, that could be through Instagram. Usually, I'll always do through Instagram initially, but it might be an email. It might be their manager's email or someone close to them or whatever. And I'll just personally reach out. First of all, thank them, show my gratitude for what they do. I'll offer value in any way that I possibly can. I will just be upfront and genuine with them to say, look, I love your stuff. I've really taken value from what you do. I'd love to have you on the show to share your knowledge or your experience or your wisdom with my audience. And if there's anything I can do in return, please let me know. And that's it. Right. And so I've been very lucky to get a lot of great guests on, but what people don't see is the amount of people who have said fucking no to me. Okay. And that's fine. That's completely fine. Like, I get it. I've had, hundreds and hundreds of people either leave me on read, say no, say the time's not right now. And I reckon there's probably at least 20 to 30 guests that have initially said no, okay, or have initially said now is not the right time, or follow up here and there, whatever. And I've always done it. I've put it in my calendar. I've gone, okay, I'm going to follow up in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, whatever it is. And I continue to follow up and I stay consistent with it and I continue to show up and I don't let my ego get in the way. I don't get resentful when someone says no. I'm not an entitled little fucking brat. I don't. It is what it is, right? And I've continued to follow up. Peter Krohn, one of my favorite guests. I followed up basically every 3 months with Peter and his team for 2 to 3 years. Gabby Bernstein, same thing. Kerwin Ray, who was on recently, same thing. Who else? There's been so many guests that I've followed up with to the fucking date that they've asked me to over and over and over again. And you know what? Some that said no at the start, I get it because I didn't have enough value to offer them. And then as the show's grown, I've continued to build as a person, as a show as well, until the point where I can offer enough value in terms of how many people listen to the show that they finally, you know, can say yes. And that's awesome. And I'm super proud of that for being consistent with it. And I've met some incredible people, built some amazing relationships. And that's what this is all about. It's not about getting a guest on so I can be like, oh, fucking check out who came on the show. It's like I get people on because I genuinely want to connect with them and build a relationship with them and share the information and everything with you guys so you can benefit from it too. And that's one of the craziest things, man. It's just like, yeah, it's wild. And as I said, I feel like I am just getting started. And at this kind of stage of life, like I started this podcast when, how old were I been? 2016. Shit. I don't know how old I was then, but I'm 30 now. So yeah, I was starting in my 20s. Now I'm in my 30s. And this stage of life, there's so much going on. I've learned so much. And I'm so excited for what's to come and excited to share all this with you guys as well. I'm absolutely pumped. I appreciate everyone who's been part of this journey. And you know, I think one thing I am very proud of as well, I know this is a bit all over the place, guys, but bear with me, is my message. I've been true to my message since day one. I think one of the things that people resonate with the most on this show is my ability to be very relatable, be completely honest and raw, No fucking round, straight to the point. Okay. Very direct with my messaging, but my messages stayed the fucking same, especially around training and nutrition. All right. Building lean muscle tissue. Everyone should be doing some form of strength training in my opinion, resistance training, right? It's just dispelling a lot of the myths, you know, around certain aspects of training and cardio and all the rest of that stuff as well, whether it be, you know, all the myths around training, right? Around nutrition, about not eating carbs, about having to do cardio, high reps that way, all these other things that I've discussed on the show. As I've continued to learn, I've maintained very true to my message, and I'm stoked with that. And I've been able to help so many people, which is awesome, connect with so many people, and around nutrition too, being able to show people that I went from borderline fucking eating disorder to understanding tracking calorie intake and macros and understanding micros and understanding the importance of high quality, you know, nutrient dense whole foods, all this type of stuff, and how I've incorporated that into my life to make sure that my fucking nutrition, my training revolve around my lifestyle and not the opposite way around. I've been able to compete in bodybuilding shows and do all this different shit and show you guys that this approach is very simple for everyone. The nutritional protocols I'm giving a professional athlete that I've worked with is the same nutritional protocols I'm giving someone who works an office job or when I'm doing a bodybuilding competition, same nutritional protocols that I'm giving you know, a female that's just starting in the gym for the first time, because they're easy to follow and it's fucking scientifically backed, and you know, it does not need to be as hard as what it's made out to be. And I think, you know, I've always said that my goal with my clients as well is to build their knowledge to the point where they don't need me anymore. And again, not a great business model, but I want to offer you guys as much value and education as I possibly can to give you the tools to take care of your training and nutrition for the rest of your life. And I feel like I've done a good job at that. And I guess an accumulation of that, by now you guys would already have seen this hopefully, but myself and my beautiful partner Danielle, over the last 8 months have been working on building a supplement company, which is wild. I think I used my first supplement when I was about 15 years old, and 15 years later, I now have my own supplement company. Well, together we do, you know, co-founded our supplement company, Unify. So we launched Unify Health Supplements on Christmas Eve, and it is live now. And we have created a discount code for you guys to use. I'll give you that before the episode is done, because that's exclusive to this podcast. Like, we're not giving this to anyone else, so I want you guys to be able to benefit from using this code. But yeah, the process started 8 months ago. I'd been in talks about it for a while. I was very fortunate to be sponsored by EHP, which was always a goal of mine when I started in the industry, and I'm so grateful and very appreciative. And that's just, I'm also very proud of that as well, because again, it was one of those things where, you know, I'd applied and asked to be sponsored by a supplement company, you know, from fucking very early on. And I just didn't have the value to offer until I got to the point where I did. And, you know, I'm very grateful and thankful to EHP Labs. And this was just an opportunity for me to continue to grow as a person, as a businessman, and to offer you guys more value and bring you on this journey. And it really is just an accumulation of all of my work. And Danielle and I have put so much time and effort into this, left no stone unturned. We've sourced the highest quality ingredients. Our manufacturer is incredible. He's a great guy, and he's been very helpful and on this whole journey. And in terms of, you know, formulating our products, we've just launched with a whey protein isolate and a creatine, but I don't know if I'm really allowed to say this, but over the next 12 months, you know, we have an incredible pre-workout coming out really soon, plenty more protein flavors, a greens powder, a hydration formula, so like kind of like an electrolyte drink, a sleep formula as well, a cognitive enhancer, which is crazy, protein pancakes, like all this crazy stuff, which is just awesome. Our design work as well, our graphic designer Lucy absolutely smashed it, and that was a concept that took a long time as well. I'm putting together a bit of a vlog that we kind of created to show you all the behind the scenes stuff. But anyway, regardless of all that, we're very, very excited to have launched that. And you know, for anyone who does end up trying our supplements, we'd love to hear your feedback. And again, the discount code we're going to give you guys is literally just 500. So the numbers 500 discount code will give you 10% off our supplements, which we pretty much have not given. That discount is the biggest one we've given up until now. That's probably the biggest, biggest we'll give, and that's exclusive to you guys. So anyone who listens to this, head to unifyactive.com, check out our supplements, our flavors. The triple chocolate tastes like Milo. It's fucking amazing. The creamy vanilla is amazing. You guys can use the code 500 to get 10% off on our supplements. But I don't mind if you don't use our supplements, to be completely honest. It's completely up to you. I just wanted to tell you guys about it because we're super excited, and I wanted to keep you guys part of this journey. And thank you for everything so far. And I reckon that probably wraps up. That's pretty much 30 minutes on the dot, longer than what I thought I was going to talk for. But yeah, on behalf of Danielle and I want to say thank you to everyone who has supported Unify so far. Very, very happy and grateful for this opportunity. And I'm very, very happy and grateful also to be able to do this with Danielle as well. But again, thank you to everyone who tuned in to the Fitness and Lifestyle podcast in the first 499 episodes and now 500. We'd love for you to share this episode. We'd love for you to let me know again what the guest episode was your favorite and all the rest of it. And I can't wait to chat to you guys in episode 501. The best shit is yet to come. Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'll talk to you guys on the next episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle podcast.